Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining the show is Odyssey NFL insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I could be doing better, but I'm doing good. I'm still here, and we're still in the fight, even though the last couple of weeks have gone the way they have gone. And let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you what makes me feel just a little naked when I'm out and about in the world working. When I have to read what Jerry said, and it says, Jerry Jones said, on Sean RJ show on 105.3. Why am I reading this? I usually listen to this. Why am I? Because I'm all over the world. That's why I'm reading this instead of hearing it, leaving my work out like I usually do. I'm getting my primary information from a secondary source when I used to get it from a primary source. And I was like, oh my God. It's just a trip, man. But I'm doing great, guys. I'm doing great.
Well, we dropped your name to Jerry yesterday when you said, get ready, we're all going to L.A. And then we asked Jerry if he's pumped the brakes in his own mind. So have you pumped the brakes, and how much have you pumped the brakes on the Cowboys compared to about a month ago when we all had them as a top two or three team?
Don't let people fool you. The answer is no, I haven't pumped those brakes.
Oh.
Those games we lost lately, you won't see them teams unless you see them in the Super Bowl, and then we'll be okay if we see them again in the Super Bowl. Look at our NFC record. We're looking at right now. This is baby. We're taking baby steps. We'll take that giant step when it's time. Right now, the idea is not to win every game, but win your conference. The winner of your conference goes to the Super Bowl, and right now, we are winning the conference. We got the best conference record. That's what we're looking for. That's all we're looking for right now. We want to win the conference, get in the Super Bowl. Those teams, those AFC West teams, hopefully they'll be there in the Super Bowl. If not, we'll play who's ever there.
So you haven't, man. You're as optimistic as Jerry is. So you're not worried about...
No. This is not about optimism. This is about reality. This is what do you have to do to go to the Super Bowl? You have to win your conference, right or wrong.
You got to win
the NFC. We're going to take the NFC champion. We're going to take the AFC champion. Right now, Cowboys lost three games, AFC team. We only lost one, and that was to the champion in the NFC. I'm telling you what I got to take in the locker room to spew out the mess that everybody else tries to put in my locker room.
But do you think they're?
I'm telling my boys.
But are they better than Arizona or Green Bay?
We were 90 seconds off on Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
We're 90 seconds off on Tampa Bay. So wait a minute. So now I'm going into the Arizona or the Green Bay game thinking I ain't got no shot. I was just 90 seconds off. And you see what I'm saying? You got to manage your – that's the greatest advice somebody ever gave me was my Dr. Culpepper. He's the number one family doctor in Dallas. Been a great friend of mine since I got here in 88. I just want to tell you, everybody should have a great friend. One of your great friends on your five, one of your great five friends should be a good doctor. You should have a great doctor in there, and make sure you have a great lawyer in there. The other three you can figure out. I got a great doctor in mind and a great lawyer. Some of my best friends. The other three, we can figure out. That's all. I'm just telling you, you get those two. The best thing he ever told me, guys, I'm serious, man. He said, Michael, he said, you got to manage your mind. Manage your mind. I was like, God, why are you telling me this? He said, you know, you're not what you used to be, but you're not dead. You know what I mean? So you got to keep, you got to live in the right area. You know, I still want, when something hurts, I want to walk through it like I'm playing football. Ryan Clark was sick yesterday. You know, he wasn't feeling good. And we were trying to say, Ryan, go home, man. Go home. I love Ryan. He's a great, hardworking dude. And he just kept coming back. He said, I'm good. I said, Ryan, that's that football mentality. You're an old man now. I said, my doctor told me the same thing. You got to let that football mentality go and come across the water to being a regular man. When you feel bad, go to the doctor. When you need help, ask for it. You see what I'm saying? Manage your mind. And they got to manage their minds in the locker room because so many people are saying so many things. The reality is you are setting pretty right now because right now you have to win. You got to win your division, and we're clearly doing that. And then win your conference, and you can get to a Super Bowl.
Does it frighten you or make you a little bit more hesitant that against, you know, teams with winning records are only 2-4?
Yeah, okay, but look at all those teams, too, and say, when were we at full strength? The only time in any of those games we were at full strength is game number one.
Mm-hmm.
In game number one, and we had that coming back. See, this is how I see it. I'm saying, okay, I can take that. I can take that. But all I need now is to get everybody back from all of this mess that we're dealing with. Now we're losing coaches, and all of that is going on. Get everybody back and get back on the field and get that feeling we had coming out of the Tampa Bay game. Even though we lost that Tampa Bay game, we had a feeling of, yeah, we're about to do something now. Get that feeling and that confidence back, and you can get okay.
Michael Irvin here with Sean and RJ every single Wednesday at this time. How big of a loss is it with McCarthy gone for one game? Dan Quinn's going to take over. Do you think this is going to be a big deal for tomorrow night?
I was worried about it from this perspective, but they corrected it and made the right decision. You know, I thought to appease him and try to tease him that we will give that position to Kellen Moore. And I was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Or to try to help him, show people he's ready, or whatever. I was like, don't do that, because obviously our whole gist for our team for Dallas is they got to have a good offense to set up their defense. We got to narrow the gate of the opposing offenses. That's why you got to put points up to help this defense narrow that gate to be just a pass. You're going against a pass team, not a team that can hit you with the run, hit you with, you know what I mean? We got to narrow the gate. So, yeah. I was a little worried about that. But now that they don't got Kellen Moore as the head coach, we're making Dan Quinn the head coach, which we should, outside of what I heard, what I read from Dan, where he likes to be up top so he can get a better view, you know what I mean? Outside of that being the issue, I'd rather have him on the ground making all of those decisions when it comes to the head coach. So Kellen Moore can focus on getting his offense back to scoring 30, 40 points a game.
McCarthy said that Amari would probably have to practice today in order to play because he's still dealing with a cough from the COVID stuff. You've been very vocal about this stuff, especially on our show. Are you disappointed in Amari? Are you disappointed that we're still dealing with this type of situation?
Let's probably place the question. I'm more disappointed in Amar than I am in these other guys that just caught COVID and they're vaccinated, because we're going to get them back sooner, obviously, because they're vaccinated. I also saw and read where Coach said, yeah, Amari is still dealing with some symptoms, and obviously if he doesn't practice today, then he strongly doubts that he would go. Guys, can you understand that? Listen, we were the only team where a game where COVID can probably cost you three games. We are the only team where COVID can cost you three games, right? And it just did with Amari. I don't believe he's going to play. You heard I had COVID, and I came out of COVID. I think I'm feeling better, but I wasn't feeling good. You know what I mean? I was feeling better, but I wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
And you can't go on a football field talking about I'm feeling better, or you can't go on a football field talking about I'm feeling good. No, you got to have your butt right, or you're going to lose the game or lose your fight. You know what I'm saying? It can't be good or right. You got to be right.
Mike, what do you make of Zeke? Does he look right to you? They were talking about maybe resting him a little bit to get him back fully healthy, let Tony Pollard get these touches, and then Jerry tells us yesterday, expect a healthy dose of Zeke for the Saints tomorrow. How are you looking at Zeke right now?
No, Zeke doesn't look right. He doesn't look right. You know, he doesn't. You can tell he doesn't have the strength that he usually has, even though I still ain't see too many people knock him back. I mean, he's a hard dude. But you can tell he doesn't have that strength. But if I'm Zeke now, and you got to understand what they're saying to Zeke with bone bruise. That means it's all on your bearability of pain. How much can you bear the pain? It's not going to get worse. It's the hardest thing in the world. I just told you about that. This is what I was just telling you about. The hardest thing in the world is to take a guy off the field when it's up to his tolerable, when it's up to him tolerating the pain. Because why? Why? He's not managing his mind. He keeps saying, I can do it. I can do it. That's football mentality. Just like Ryan Clark. I can do it. We're good. I can do it. No, you hurt, dog. Go. No. I can do it, man. Come on, coach. So now you got to let him go. And I'm sure they probably went to Zeke and said, maybe we should shut you down. And Zeke looked like, no, not in the midst of a losing streak. You're not shutting me down in the midst of a losing streak. And I don't blame Zeke. I would have been saying the same thing. You're not going to have my guys think I'm walking out on them right in the midst of a losing streak. I don't care if you don't run me a lot. You can make that determination. But I will be suiting up, and I will be on the sideline with my guys. I'm not leaving them, and we just went in the midst of a losing streak. I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Michael, how do you kind of weigh the difference in, were the refs a problem in that game? Are the refs a problem for this team because they're so highly penalized? Or is this team...
Or the year in general.
Yeah, the year. Like, they're so highly penalized throughout the entire year. Or do they just play a style that is, you know, kind of undisciplined?
It's no doubt this is all about them being undisciplined. Let's be real. All about them being undisciplined. And we talked about it when we were winning and we were going on, I was going on the show and they were trying to bring this up. I batted it down. I said, we're not going to talk about that. That's when I talk about it because we won the game. When we lose the game, we'll talk about it. Now it's time to talk about it because it's causing us games. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely causing us games. And you got to get it in check. 14 penalties. 14 penalties. Some of those PIs, man, okay, you know, I understand how they're going to play that, how they're going to call it. I felt so bad for Anthony Brown. I really did. I felt so bad for Anthony Brown. But 14, you get PIs at only third downs, the most crucial downs of the series. You're trying to get off the field. Those were game-costing penalties. Game-costing penalties. And we all know, we said, oh, that was a penalty. That could have been, but I'm glad the ref didn't call it in that spot. What they're saying is let the player on the field determine the game. And we all feel cheated because the player on the field didn't determine that game. Some we feel like the flags determined that game. But we got culpability there. We got to clean that up.
Hey, I want to ask you, I mean, you played for a school that used to matter and used to be relevant. So with all this college movement, what do you make of this with Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly getting killed and crushed and you're doing the kids a disservice, but the business of all the money? What do you make of all this college football coaching movement?
This is the business we're in now. First of all, I want to come on back on that. You're trying to slip that on in there.
You slipped it. I didn't think you caught it.
Yeah. You're going to slip that on in there on me. Choppy, what was that, Chop? What was that? You played 14 there.
You and I, we're in the same boat. Our schools used to matter, man. They don't anymore.
Tennessee and Miami.
Hey, 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 Sean, what? You can tell RJ done heard you slipping in on him before. Yeah. He just gave a little
head. I know, that's it. That's it.
That was all you said.
Y'all, we're making the 105 through the Fan Bowl, Miami against Tennessee. Miami.
You know what?
That's the only bowl y'all be in, the Fan Bowl.
No,
that's it.
They're playing this year in a bowl. They're going to play in a bowl this
year.
Are
they?
I think we're going to play Miami in the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Oh, wow.
I'm not joking.
That's a good Yo,
it's a mayonnaise bowl.
Y'all crazy as I don't know what, man. Listen, man, I knew this was the business, y'all. I noticed a lot of people don't like it. I didn't like it when I was playing, watching guys maneuver like that.
Yeah.
Being able to just go out and lead. And here's that part, when I was playing, I felt so bad about it because I said, well, why y'all can do that? And the players can't do it.
Yeah.
But not the players kind of can. They got a portal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They have a portal. This is the business. And you can't fret on anybody whenever they make what they consider a vertical move in life. We're all trying to make vertical moves in life.
Yeah.
We're trying to get somewhere better, get to someplace better, do some things better for our family. Everybody trying to do that. So, no, I'm not mad at Brian Kelly. I'm not mad at Lincoln Riley. I'm not mad. You may be disappointed that you lost your head coach. But you can't be mad because given the same opportunity to make a vertical move, I hope you get to climb in that ladder too.
It's good to have you back. Hopefully things have settled down, gotten better with the mother-in-law, and we look forward to talking to you. Happy holidays. Are your Christmas lights up? Who puts up your lights?
My lights aren't up. I didn't put lights up this year. I had to run around the world doing too much. And I'm sorry, y'all. I refuse to end up, you know, on those shows that athletes end up on called broke. So I micromanage all my damn money.
You're not going to pay someone to put, you know, you're not going to have lights up?
No. Mike, I've seen your, no, I saw that contract that you signed back in like 94.
I'm going to pay you to put the lights up. I just need to be here and watch them. I need to make sure. See, let me tell you why. I have a battle with people to put lights up because the house, you know, I don't know when they went up there. Did they step on some tiles? Did they mess up some things? Now I got a leak in the roof that I gotta go get fixed. It's a whole, so I got a micromanage all. One little mistake, you get you some boy up there, he mess with them tiles. You know how much it costs to go up there to fix all that stuff?
Oh my gosh.
You know, yeah. So, I micromanage it. I told her, I said, listen, I'm not going to be home this year. But I'm going to be busy. So let's just go 1 year and not get the lights off. Let's just do that. We're coming out of the pandemic. Let's go get the bank account back up. Then we'll worry about the lights back up.
Thank you, brother. Have a good week.
All right, guys. Hey, man, thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for the prayers, too, man. Thank everybody out there.
Yes.
My mom, she came home. A couple of days ago, so all life is good again.
Awesome. Happy for it. Thank you, Mike. Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Michael said the same thing in the Christmas lights that Jerry said to him. I'm El Paso.
I'm El Paso.
On the Christmas lights.
On the Christmas lights.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.